This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming up in about 10 minutes, Jason Burmes takes over. But first, I successfully hunted in East Texas very endangered animal, Tyrannosaurus rex. That's coming up next segment. But seriously, folks, it's the naivete of the system, and it's just how crazy it all is and how the left operates now, where once they green light to attack somebody, they do anything, absolutely anything. And it's almost a form of slavery. And then I really care about fighting tyranny. I really care about fighting the New World Order. But I've been for a long time trying to find a bunch of talk show hosts to start a network and just kind of segue out. And I pop in sometimes like Brett Hume or something. Because, man, when you're doing something 28 years, like every day, I mean, I don't dislike it. It's all I do. I'm at home. I can't watch a football game. Used to love football games 20 years ago. I'm on ski slopes. All I'm thinking about is work. I'm at a funeral. All I'm just thinking about work. I'm at church. I'm at the grocery store. I can't get out of it. I get it. I know how you feel because you're tuned in here. You obviously care too. And then they mess with you. Then they try to silence you. Then they try to censor you. Then they try to shut you up. And then it's a fight. And I mean, you know, that's the thing about a fight with anybody that's worth their salt. I mean, I even know nerds and wimps and people. So I've seen it happen with thugs. Where they go up and punch the little nerd, the nerd starts beating the living hell out of him or fighting back hard, at least. Because, you know, I'm not looking for a fire thing. Okay, you just punched me in the head? Man, I'm about to beat the living hell out of you or die trying. Because once somebody punches you upside the head, you're not scared anymore now. You're actually about to literally break somebody's neck. And that's where I am with these globalists. But you see, we've put up with them so long, they've gotten away with so much, that now the biggest message of today's show is they're trying to start a massive, giant false flag. So I told my 4.5-year-old daughter this morning, she keeps asking to go to this particular place. I'm going to leave it at that. People will go there if I tell you where I'm going. She wants to go to this kind of amusement park thing. I'll leave it at that in Texas. She's been asking for a year. And I said, you know what? She got up at 6 a.m., was asking for it. I said, we'll take you to the thing tomorrow. Absolutely, I'll take you there. I'm going to go home tonight, and I'm going to tell her, sorry, honey, we're not taking you to that. Because she has no future if I don't beat these people. And we're going to come in here with a focused, unedited, live analysis of the false flag globalist plan for at least 2 hours and shove that up the New World Order's ass. That's what happens when you mess with me. That's what happens every time you attack, and that's fine. Because you know the truth is, she doesn't need to go to daddy and ride on a Ferris wheel, and she doesn't need to ride a pony and throw darts with daddy and get the little thingy. Oh, she could do that in a free country. She should do. But we're under attack. Do you think people in Russia during Barbarossa, when 10 million Germans were invading, killing millions of people, do you think the Russians thought, well, I'm going to take my daughter to the local fair? And you know, instead of there weren't any local fairs because you're in a war. But that's the thing. They keep the movies and the culture and the UFC and, oh, come to our party, fly on a private jet. And I get all that stuff. But there's no fun in a private jet flying to the Miami party or the New York party when it's all going down. And I'm not up here on some high horse about, oh, I get invited, all this stuff. I'm saying I get it. I want to go to UFC with Joe Rogan. Get invited to that stuff with Joe Rogan. Don't go. Because I can't. I got to stay here and fight these people because they're freaking devils. And then I get to sit here and look at the Huffington Post with me as a gold-headed goblin, my head blowing off with all this money. Oh, I don't need your support. Alex Jones has got $165 million. And see, I don't violate court orders like they do. But a few weeks ago, I literally thought, are they idiots or are they mentally retarded or is this a joke? They went, well, settle with us. You got $165 million. And we're like, we don't have $165 million. That's gross sales over 3 years. You know how gross sales? They don't even know what gross sales are. That's how disconnected these people are, the left. I mean, they literally don't live on planet Earth, folks. They do not live where we do, working and running things and changing light bulbs and plunging toilets and cooking dinner and driving kids to school. They live in fantasy land, folks, where I'm hunting Tyrannosaurus Rex. That's coming up. So for them,
everything we've witnessed in the last few decades has only been the buildup for what the globalists are doing right now. This is their big offensive. This is their takeover. And this is the point that they're at their very weakest, because now they've revealed themselves. Now their world government, their permanent martial law, their medical tyranny is out in the open. Their depopulation agenda has been exposed. But they're using their corporate power and trillions to go across the planet and shut down people telling the truth. So listen, Paul Revere's, when you spread the word about the broadcast, when you pray for the broadcast, you're the tip of the spear. And when you buy products at InfoWarsStore.com, you keep us on air. Plus, we've got great products that have been sold out for months that are back in stock, 50% off, X2 and Winter Sun. Both of these are in our top five bestsellers. They are so good for your body. And if there's two things you do for your body, it's these two products. They're all back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off, and it keeps us on the air. Only way we fail is if you don't take action.
Lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
So the great crime in the year 2022 is any nationalist, populist, Christian, or conservative group selling anything. The Huffington Post has a big article of disinfo and lies out saying, don't support Alex Jones, why he made a bunch of money. It's all a bunch of crap. InfoWarsStore.com. Keep us on the air. Our most incredible, critical work is now happening. But since we're now living in the world of gaslighting and fantasy land, I guess if you tell the left something, they believe it. So let me tell the left something right now. This is satire. They don't know what that word means. The moon is made of cheese. Communism works because it's never been tried. And I successfully hunted and killed the terrible lizard Tyrannosaurus Rex in East Texas on New Year's Day. Here's the footage, ladies and gentlemen. It's at InfoWars.com if you're a radio listener. And then Jason Burmis, the co-producer of Loose Change, takes over. Here it is.
Well, we're out here at the family cabin in East Texas, out of the old homestead. We just moved into Texas in 1829 on this property. Like the Californians just showed up. And this is my Christmas present I got. I just started shooting yesterday. A 444 Marlin. A 444. And this was Teddy Roosevelt's favorite gun. You can shoot the biggest game there is with these. You can see the cartridge in the round. And I was shooting about 4-inch patterns at about 200 yards and dead on at 100 yards. Yesterday, and I've got a little hollow sun on there, and it's really, really fun. So let's go over here. Let's look out. This cold front blew in. Down on the ice. That's about 65 yards away. Got a little pile of pieces of metal and also some wood. I'm going to try to shoot it. I'm trying to shoot the wood on the top. Piece of firewood. Dead on. We'll go over there and look at it in a second. Now, these are really hard to find. I didn't know this, but I guess in the new Jurassic Park movie a few years ago, this is what they killed T-Rexes with. What's funny is there's actually a T-Rex out here. I'm going to show you a minute. I'm not joking. That's pretty fun. Maybe a few more of these. I got a target further out there, about 170 yards. That again, we were able to shoot 5-6 inch groupings on. That was sitting down. Yeah. All right. Now, let's go see the target. Now I'm going to show you an actual T-Rex out here. This isn't a joke, and I'm not playing games. So again, I was aiming at this piece of firewood that I had up on top. And it hit basically right where I was aiming. I was aiming about right there. It hit right there.
really caused a lot of damage right there. So we were shooting earlier, a lot of holes. Just really fun. It blows huge holes. Normally with other rifles, it would go in and it'd come out about twice as large. That comes out about five times larger, six times larger, seven times larger than an amateur because it just mushrooms open and dissipates a lot of its power. And it travels at 2,300 feet per second out of the muzzle, which is really fast for one of these big, old-fashioned cartridges. But look at this right here. See how it comes in very clean? Very clean holes. And then even by the time it goes through, it makes a larger hole. Then it blows huge holes on the other side. And it comes out really large on the other side. Now, I'm not joking. There's a T-Rex out here. I'm going to take you to it. It's only a couple hundred yards away. In fact, let me get a shot of it for you right now. We may have to use this rifle on it. I'm not kidding. Right out here, he must have just jumped back in the woods. Oh my gosh, there he is right there. Oh my Lord, this is real. His mask, you said COVID-19, good Lord. Now here's the whole story on this. This is a pond I built back in the 60s, but my very first trip here, if you got my mom always likes those dinosaurs they saw on the side of the road. Those metal dinosaurs. I got that little T-Rex. But even cooler is a brachiosaur. It's bigger than it looks from this distance. That's about 6-7 feet tall. See, there he is, the mist clears. It's a tiny brachiosaur. The problem is they won't let me shoot them. They're great targets. So there you go, folks. InfoWars.com. Tomorrow's news today. Myself in the woods to bring in 2022. Out here, an old oil well pad. East Texas. Our children's future is burning up right in front of us. Literally being fed on by the globalists. Exercising their power and will over us. As we fell away from God. And now evil's filled the vacuum. All right, folks. Jason Burmes takes over the rest of the hour. Here's a little bit of Texas fun from InfoWars.com. We'll do in fireside chats very, very soon. Jason Burmes, tell us what's coming up.
Well, Alex, it is now 1 year and 1 day from the fake insurrection. There is no insurrection. I was going to show some footage. I'm wearing my outfit that I actually wore that day. It was like maybe a Dave Matthews Band concert type of deal. I want to go through not only that, but how the Supreme Court right now, no matter what their decision, is really ruling on the right for you to be a sovereign human being on this planet and have domain over your own life. And then on top of that, I want to talk about this transhumanist agenda and how Hollywood continues to push it with not only predictive programming, but things like Don't Look Up that are now giving these chicken little scenarios of asteroid or comet attacks relevance and pushing this agenda again that climate change is the new thing that we have to worry about. That is the new denialism. And all of this is happening with a big tech censorship of things that we can no longer ignore. It's not just COVID. It's not just medical misinformation. It's things like the Epstein case. You know, I came on here last week. We had a joke about the cocaine scenario. I posted the first 15 minutes of that video. Of course, it got struck down for cyberbullying and harassment. I said, obviously, Alex and I didn't harass each other. There was nothing there. No, it was because we had a conspiracy theory with an identifiable individual. In other words, you're not allowed to talk about the Ghislaine Maxwell case. You're not allowed to talk about the Epstein case. You're not allowed to talk about the intelligence ties. You're not allowed to talk about the fact that in 2007, they protected a multitude of other co-conspirators, and that was not whispered about in this trial. Okay, so this is moving extremely quickly. They are weaponizing the Justice Department against us, invoking things like Pearl Harbor. Well, I remember reading about a new Pearl Harbor before 9/11 in a little thing called the PNAC New American Century document. And if we allow these people to take hold of this quote-unquote new American century, it will be global tyranny. Fight back at SaveInfoWars.com right now and give your donation to support Alex Jones.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Here, everybody, Jason Burmis here doing the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. And let's take a look what Merrick Garland and the gang want to call domestic terrorism. Now, out of the gates, I want to say this. The mainstream media, NBC in particular, stole my footage and ran it as an exclusive. Now, when I called them out on it, their lawyer contacted me. I put this out there. But I'm not mainstream media. I didn't lawyer up. We'll just steal Jason's footage. Now, what you're looking at here is me on the second level of the Capitol. And I do want to reiterate right now, as I play these clips, and you know, I got about a couple hours of footage from the time that I went there and really left the scene, which I would, again, even where I was, there were pockets of people who were unruly, and anybody who committed violence should be treated as such. If you trespass, you should be charged with that. But you do not take somebody's due process and constitutional rights away, especially when you can see behind me that the vast majority of these people are completely and totally peaceful. Let me repeat that. Completely and totally peaceful. I have been doing this now for close to 20 years. I have been in a multitude of situations amongst thousands, tens of thousands, and even hundreds of thousands of people. For instance, I turned 20 years old at Woodstock 99, an event now that the mainstream media and HBO is calling toxically masculine and really white supremacy. You think I'm joking? Go watch that documentary on it. Okay? And I got to tell you right now, that when I was in that situation amongst those people, my senses were much more heightened just in that scenario. Or when I covered the GA. When I look at these people, the vast majority of these people are not only nonviolent, but non-threatening. And as you see in the upper echelons, this is as people are starting to gather more and more. They still have not even been on the sides. I want to get to the next video here. Let's see if it's going to let me do that. I hope that it does. Of course it will. Right here, where you can really see, this is outside the Capitol. Man, they're really dangerous. Some dangerous insurrectionism going. And this, again, is from the second level. Now you can see the concentration, if you will, in that one area where the police are and people are trying to ram through. And then on the left-hand side, and anybody, again, that committed violence against police should absolutely be held accountable. But another thing about this footage is you'll see it swing up. You'll see a multitude of police officers also on the third level just standing around doing absolutely nothing, again, next to totally and completely nonviolent persons. Here we go. You'll see that right here. Look at all the police. Wow, they seem really threatened. Everybody's really scared. Oh, wait, they're not. Oh, wait, they're not. But this is the big event. This is the big talking point to take away your freedoms, to put you away in a hole. Take a really, really good look. And then I want to show you this. Where did the sledgehammer come from? Now, I'm sitting here. You see the left of me, mainstream reporters. Right by that window, another mainstream reporter. They're wearing their masks like good little slaves. And when I see that sledgehammer being pushed up towards the police, I'm very worried, obviously. Who did that? And I believe it's actually been on Tucker Carlson that a man with a painted face was handing those things up. You can see black bulls. But when you get to the individuals that are right there, what do? They hand it over. They don't violently assault anybody with that weapon. Take a good look. The one guy tries to take it, and then it is given to the police officers. This is the type of footage they don't want you to see, okay? But again, if you committed violence, you should be treated as such. Am I shaking there? Am I worried? Do I have PTSD from that day? The answer is absolutely not. And again, to show you what a farce all of this is, what I want you to do is look at just a stack of about 100 backpacks. Now, this is at the Ellipse. This is before all of those events. And if you don't think that's 100 backpacks, let's just zoom in on it. Yeah, that's about 100. You count about maybe 10 on the outskirts. It might even be a little bit more. That's nothing. They were all over that area. And then as you see people walking in the middle, they're strewn out. I want to remind everybody, that's January 6th. And on January 5th, you had an anonymous person planting pipe bombs all along the Capitol who has never been caught. Does anybody else remember, if you see something, say something? Unattended bags and backpacks could be used as terrorist bombs, right? Oh, no. Nobody was concerned. Why not? Why haven't they found that person? Why are they demonizing us? Well, let me tell you why. Because that person more than likely is some type of an agent provocateur, or he would have been caught. Because we have a mass surveillance state, especially in D.C., and they know every single one of his movements. And when I talk about signature reduction, and the secret undercover military right now being used against the American people, 60,000 strong. We've already gone past posse comitatus. They did it through their Patriot Act and us enabling that to grow into Homeland or Deutschland Security. And then the privatized security state that was built around that of these assessment centers. We had the MIAC report. Let me just read it again in these last couple of minutes. Again, I encourage people to really dig down deep, see the false identities, see the technologies, see the DARPA-made gloves that look like a hand, that have anybody's biometric information you want printed upon them, and emits human oil. These are their tools, okay? This is the military already being used against the American people. And it turns my stomach, by the way, Laura Ingraham, when I tune into your program and I see Mike Pompeo talking about press freedoms in China, when he and others like Bill Barr couldn't wait to dig their teeth into Julian Assange. They can speak nothing about press freedoms. Okay, in fact, I have a clip from the South China Morning Post that if we were hooked up right, I would play here, where you had a journalist for 3.5 minutes breaking down that situation from a mainline source. Again, I'm not worshiping China here, but I'm not seeing anybody do that here in the United States, while the largest force the world has ever known is one created by the Pentagon over the past decade. No oversight. Some 60,000 people now belong to this secret army. It is a secret army. Many working under mass identities and in low profile, all part of the broad program called signature reduction. No documents on it. It's an art form. The force, more than 10 times the size of the clandestine elements of the CIA, carries out domestic and foreign assignments. Domestic assignments against you, both in military uniforms and under civilian cover in real life and online, sometimes hiding in private businesses and consultancies, some of them, probably many of them, household name companies. Get over to InfoWarsStore.com. Grab yourself a copy of COVID Land 2. If you haven't got the original one, the lockdown, you need to get that as well. They're great tools for awakening people's minds. And go to SaveInfoWars.com and make that donation.
Christmas 2021 is over, but you still got a really great chance to give yourself the gift of free speech and liberty and freedom into the new year, while at the same time making yourself healthier, wealthier, and wiser by boosting your immune system. Two of our top-selling products that have been sold out for a long time are now back in stock. Winter Sun, the highest quality vitamin D3, take it under the tongue for higher absorption, is back in stock. despite the fact it's been sold out for months, it is 50% off. And then our number one bestseller of all time, Survival Shield X2 Deep Earth Crystal Iodine, the game changer, the missing link, not just for immune system, but all electrochemical activity in the body. It's back in stock, 50% off. So that's the New Year's special, and that's Christmas comes early in 2022, ladies and gentlemen. Give yourself a gift of health and clarity and focus with X2 and Winter Sun at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off for a limited time. Thanks for keeping us on the air.
Extend your life.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Jones Show today. I want to encourage you to go make that donation over at SaveInfoWars.com and shift gears away from what they've already instituted and now what they're trying to institute and the next level of who the terrorists will be. Because if you're anti-lockdown, if you're anti-mask and torturing children, and you're anti-shielding measure when they come for the quarantines, well, you'll be a domestic terrorist too. And there's some scary legislation out there right now. On the 5th, New York actually voted on the quote-unquote shielding legislation where they can take a healthy person who has tested positive for nothing and poses no threat whatsoever to a detention facility indefinitely. And they are not the only people putting this on the books. All right, let's take a look at this out of Washington State. Allowing local health officers to use law enforcement lovely to force an emergency order of involuntarily detaining a person or group of persons, right? Families. Oh, they specifically say families, lovely, to be isolated in a quarantine facility following the refusal of what? Voluntary compliance. Voluntary compliance with a request for medical examinations, testing, treatment, counseling, or even vaccination. Sounds fair? No, it's total techno-fascist tyranny, okay? And here's the deal. They want you on the UBI, the social credit score. They want you in fear. And that's why they're planning on rolling out everything they possibly can, including semantically changing the language. We always told you wouldn't be fully vaccinated even after three shots, after four, after five. And now it's not fully vaccinated. It's are you up to date? Is your status up to date? We'll just change the terminology. Meanwhile, the Justice Department isn't going to go after real criminals anymore, especially in New York. They're announcing it. You got to be hardcore. Theft? Come on. Simple assaults? Not really. Don't worry. They got to be the most hardcore crimes, except when they're financial crimes, right? And you're cheating the state out of money. That's why all of a sudden Venmo, PayPal, and Cash App will now be reporting, again, just like all the banks they're pushing to, any transactions totaling more than $600 to the IRS. Okay? They're coming after us on every single level. And at the same time, they're selling us on a future where these people will be the heroes. Well, now I want to talk about Hollywood a bit, okay? And I want to talk about a show called Westworld. Now, Westworld is really a show about transhumanism in the most simplest of senses. It is robots that eventually become more and more human-like, all right? At first, they have the metal innards, and then they start to be made synthetically and are almost indistinguishable. And eventually, they go beyond their quote-unquote loops or programming into sentience. But that show is one of the shows out there that is telling you what they want to happen, not even in the first two seasons, which occasionally take you out of the park via two different timelines. Really, the park is the focus and what's going on there and who are the robots and who are not. Well, what I want to point out is as soon as they get out of the park in this show, this is season three, and you can see the city in dust, you can see the robot, you can see the imagery. As soon as they get out, it's apps. Okay, it's social credit score apps. Now, in this reality, you can sometimes get away from those apps. There's illegal apps on top of the apps that jam the system. Whether that will be there, it's all about social credit score. It's all about medicating you. And take a look at this. This aired on March 15th, 2020, just when the lockdowns were coming. So in other words, it was filmed many, many months beforehand and edited in. And what you're looking at is the main character of this season is called Caleb. He's from Breaking Bad. That's where he's most popular anyway. And you'll notice the person in the background right here, and I believe this is at a job interview, is wearing a mask. Now, the other thing that's really interesting about this is as the story progresses, he's talking to his friend, somebody who's portrayed as his best friend. His best friend's continually trying to push him in a direction of behavior and conformance and getting that social credit score up. Well, spoiler alerts. We're going to spoil it all for you right here. Okay? What's really going on is that he has a brain implant, okay, and his mind has already been altered because of many of his PTSD experiences as a mercenary, and he actually killed his best friend, who was hired via the app to kill him. See, that's why it's so great that they want to put brain chips in us for PTSD in real time, right? Because this woman, again, she's overweight, she's unhappy, she's out there gardening, she's doing a lot better with a mask on her face and a brain chip. And this is just the commercialized reality of DARPA and the Defense Department having this technology for decades. Let me repeat that. For decades. And when they get outside of the park, of course, Caleb has the day job and he's working with the robots. Everything is run by AI in this society. They're using rockets for small-time transport. Much of the vehicles that are being used look drone-like in nature that they're going around. They're all, of course, self-driving. Everything is automated. Okay? This is the future that they're presenting to you. And boy, they got that mask thing spot on. It's almost like when we went over here, Earth 2100, that was pushed by ABC, right? Anthony Fauci's in it. Eric Schmidt is in it. John Podesta. Really great people. James Woolsey of the CIA. Van Jones, the $10 million Bezos man, right? They're all in it. Predicting that there's going to be outbreaks of viruses, predicting that we're going to be wearing masks, predicting that there's going to be overrun migrant facilities, in which, of course, the military forces end up firing on the people. And all of it's due to climate change, right? And I can't tell you how many of the posts that I've seen from friends and family members about this "don't look up Johnny" nonsense. I've avoided watching it. I try not to get absorbed as much as possible in this type of cultural phenomenon, right? I catch certain things. We'll talk about the Matrix in the coming segment and how that relates to transhumanism. I caught Spider-Man recently, and it was very, very obvious. They took the J. Jonah Jameson character, who's been in the Spider-Verse forever, right? And in this latest film, although he was only in it sparsely, right, was an absolute parody of Alex Jones at Infowars.com. He even had the vitamins. You know, I was with a friend of mine, and she actually, without me saying anything, kind of nudged me and goes, "Is it just me, or does this look like Infowars now?" I'm like, "No, it does, absolutely." And I'll just say this about that. You know, J. Jonah Jameson, at least in that, is not an evil character, right? He, in the Spider-Verse, he's not evil. He's a journalist, but he hates Spider-Man. He's constantly getting the story wrong, right? Well, I promise you, folks, although Alex Jones and InfoWars aren't perfect, they're not constantly getting the story wrong. They're not completely naive to what's going on. Because let me tell you what's going on. This is going on. The normalization of automation, all right, the feebleization of humanity, the demasculization of men so they won't fight back, and then the demonization of the women that go out there and stand up for their children. It brings us all the way back to the Justice Department. It brings us all the way back to Homeland Security. And what? They're the domestic terrorists. So we're going to go over the Matrix on the flip side. Go to SaveInfoWars.com right now. Make that donation and keep InfoWars going.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey everybody, Jason Burmis here for the fourth and final segment of that fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. I want to remind people to support the broadcast. Go get great tools like COVIDland and COVIDland to the mask. Show people this information. And before we shift gears over to the Matrix and the transhumanist symbiosis message of that film, I do want to give a shout out to mom and pop media that is not gaslighting the public. RC Reader is out here in the Quad Cities. They've done some great work on pushing back against this national lie of an insurrection and that we are indeed domestic terrorists. And I think that that is a huge issue as you look around. And it is hard to imagine that the media and the government, man, I wish this was playing, right? Of course it isn't, have gotten away with calling this some kind of danger to our democracy when they are the danger, when they don't want accountability, when they don't want an audit of the vote, when instead they want corrupt systems such as Diebold that was put in place literally over a decade ago into the Dominion of today. And fractional reserve voting, and you not getting one person, one vote, an audit. The simplest thing, fourth grade math, we can't do it in this country. We can't do it anymore. And they want to take it all away. They want to take it all away because of what you're looking at behind me. And this is some of the worst violence that actually occurred. You're looking at it. Pretty gritty stuff, huh? Not so much. I also want to give a shout out to Getter as I continue to be censored on other platforms. I am now on Getter. Alex Jones, obviously, also on Getter. Great InfoWars accounts. Hey, Getter, Why don't you give me a custom RTMP and let me stream live like those biggins over at Newsmax? I promise you, I'll have better content almost every day of the week. Hell, every day of the week, let's be honest. And that's not to denigrate Newsmax or any of these outlets that are even putting out a hint of truth, okay? But the bottom line is, are they stepping up to the plate and telling you what this is really about? This is about the acceptance of biological nanotechnology being injected into you on a regular basis without your permission, without any efficacy of it being positive for you, by an authoritarian government beholden to a predator class. And that predator class is pushing transhumanism, especially in this new Matrix movie. Now, I'm going to go over what I liked about it really quickly first. I thought that the opening of the film, not the segment with the action and the Morpheus and the program and the symbiosis, again, of AI, resurrection, we'll get there, but the introspection of what the Matrix series was about was probably the strongest point. That and Neil Patrick Harris essentially acting as the human form of the Matrix. Now, from the get-go, they let you know there's going to be a symbiosis between the Neo character, which is the human character, and what? Agent Smith, the program, right? The big enemy. They can't survive without each other. And he takes a new incarnation as Neo's boss in this new version of the Matrix, okay? But then later on, becomes the hero and fights with Neo against the Matrix. That's just one small example, again, how AI and the transhumanist form of programs, literally digital programs, is needed by humanity. And later on, we find out that we're not really looking at Neo. In fact, we're not looking at Neo or Trinity. We are looking at AI replications of them. Now, I want to be very clear about this. You know, we're not just talking about clones, and this is really glossed over. Robots created sentient beings with consciousness that had died in the previous series. That's not a real thing. Okay, again, that puts the AI above us. I don't believe that we can create sentient consciousness. Therefore, I don't believe that AI is a tool that could do that for us. Our sentient consciousness is one of those great mysteries of the world that is the best thing about humanity that connects us all. Okay? And again, they're marginalizing, trivializing that. Later on, as Neo exits the Matrix, now, in the original, there are some, you know, throwbacks to what it looked like with the original, right? But in this one, what happens? He's cradled like a baby by the good robot that then takes him into Zion. And in Zion, we learn we can take programs, such as the Morpheus character in this, which is just a program, and in fact is half Smith for some reason. Again, that good evil. And it becomes a physical thing, right? And they even make the comment in the film that it's not about waking people up anymore and fighting the robots, okay? It's about living with the robots and letting AI come in and give us strawberries. Oh, we've got strawberries now. So really what this was a push for acceptance that we must live together with these type of robots. They even get into how the robots fight each other over scarcity. Again, trying to humanize them. As if they have some kind of sentient thinking. They don't. They don't. That's the big trick. And these people at the top want to immerse you in a false virtual world that you think will be a good thing. And any technology can be used to either empower or enslave. But ask yourself, over the last 18 months to 2 years, has this isolation been good for us? Is telelearning better than in person? Is a headset and goggles a replacement for hugging your family members, no matter how real it feels? And as this goes forward, what is it about? Well, They don't want you to believe that you're a man or a woman. That's what the non-binary part of this quote-unquote trans movement is, and that you can take any form you want, and AI and technology is going to allow you to do that by taking your consciousness, right, and then uploading it into anything you like. And those steps that we're walking towards are much, much, much closer than the average person can even imagine. We got about 3 minutes left in this broadcast, and I want to take that time to talk to you guys about InfoWars.com and why it continues to be extremely important to me. I haven't always agreed with some of the positions taken by Alex or other hosts or some of the stories that were covered or not covered. But I have always believed in free speech on every level. And when you look at the track record for the stories that have been broken here, okay, the stories that were little blurbs, little newspaper blurbs nobody was paying attention about, and amplified by InfoWars.com, there is no comparison. I can tell you right now that band.video and the type of bandwidth that that website alone takes up is financially insurmountable to a guy like myself who's trying to expand in this environment. Because the more they choke down on the truth and information, the more they push guys like me out of YouTube, right? Probably been almost 3 years since they got, maybe four. What was it, 2016 or 17 they got rid of Jones? Got to be 17, maybe four or five at this point. The more they do that, the more people that are real and genuine and trying to change the world, well, it doesn't matter. They're going to be successful anyway. They're going to get that information out there. And in fact, if you want to see all my stuff, it's over at rockfin.com/Jason Burmess. We're 45,000 strong on an alternative platform. And all my stuff over there of any significance is, of course, free of charge, just like Alex. I want you to make copies. I want you to get COVID land. Hell, if you don't want to make a straight donation, go get 50 copies of COVID land and wish people a happy new year. You give it to them in that nice box with the DVD, they're going to take a look. The bottom line is that the CNNs, the MSNBCs of the world, the Fox Newses, they're not your friend. They're not your friend. They don't care about you. They're reading off a prompter. This is prompter-free journalism. This is journalism that's not about left or right. It's always about right and wrong. All right, and we will continue to put light on the darkness that surrounds us all the time in this COVID-1984 nightmare. So go to SaveInfoWars.com, make that donation, InfoWarsStore.com to get all the great supplements and especially the DVDs and movie products. And I want to wish you guys a great 2022. Let's continue to fight with free speech.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.